You're listening to EPN.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the EPN network. My speech coaching advice for today revolves around don't speak to strangers. Five ways to bridge the gap with the unfamiliar audience. You remember a warning your parents, teachers, and other guardians gave you repeatedly during your earliest years. Don't speak to strangers. They cautioned that talking with people you didn't know was a risky practice that could bring dangerous results. Well, let's apply those words of wisdom to your current professional activities. When an unfamiliar group outside your workplace has scheduled you for a speech, the encounter could become uncomfortable, even threatening. Speaking to strangers might, at worst, lead you to say something inaccurate or offensive, or at least magnify your anxiety. Already, I imagine you're protesting silently. I can't help it if they're strangers. I haven't met anybody in that audience, and I won't have a chance to before I get there. However, whatever the geographical distance between you and your audience, you can take five important steps to bridge the acquaintance gap that intimidates you. First, have your host arrange for you to interview three or four of the group's leaders. Once the host has identified those leaders, ask her to email each one about 3 weeks before the event, notifying them that you will contact them to get their input. The host promises that your conversation with them won't take much time and will help you understand the group's directions and needs. Once the meeting planner has emailed the selected representatives, she'll send you their email addresses and phone numbers. Then you will email each person, affirming that the meeting planner approved this connection. Include no more than four discussion questions you'll want them to answer. One way to foster unanimous response is to give each individual the option to provide the answers through the format he or she prefers, email, phone, Skype call, or even a recorded audio response. If somebody says he prefers the old-fashioned method of writing you a letter, welcome that approach graciously. When everyone has replied, you will begin to see parallel patterns of thinking, which might reflect opinions held by the majority of the group. Yet conflicting opinions will be no problem, as they will provide a springboard for lively interaction during your speech. Your connections with these leaders will guarantee that you have made several friends before you travel to the site. With tactful prompting, these key people will allow you to quote them by name in your speech, and one or two will let you call on them for comments. Second, study the most recent annual report. Often these are readily available in the business arena, since many corporations put the annual report on the corporate website. Admittedly, annual reports could camouflage serious problems through company-speak verbiage. Even so, you'll garner vital facts along with biographies of the company's top echelon. You will gain credibility during your speech when you say, "As I noticed in your annual report, you have continued to make profits during our current international economic downturn." Third, probe the company's mission statement. Possibly the statement will contain nuggets you will mention and elaborate on. Consider using an excerpt from the statement as the title of your speech. Also, note what the statement reveals about the organization's priorities. Consider using a breakout session to facilitate discussion about the statement's major points. Fourth, read the organization's periodic publications. These could include a blog, online or hard copy newsletter, quarterly magazine, and in some cases a coffee table style book commemorating a milestone anniversary, acquisition, or merger. Upon request, the CEO and the public relations officers will make these resources available to you. Fifth, search the Internet. Maybe you will find short YouTube videos featuring speeches by the most prominent officials. Also, you will gain access to profiles on LinkedIn, Facebook, and other social media sites. Occasionally, you will discover what most people don't talk about publicly, such as legal action against the company, ranging from tax evasion to sexual harassment charges. Although you won't refer to these incidents in your talk, you will be prepared if someone confronts you in a private conversation or in the question and answer period. In summary, don't speak to strangers is a wise motto for speakers as well as for children. So take these steps to know your audience quite well and to have some of them become your resources and friends before you meet. Communicate with the group's leaders. Study the annual report. Probe the mission statement. Read other publications. And search the Internet. The result? You will bridge the gap with that unfamiliar audience and greatly increase your chance for effectiveness. Thanks for tuning into the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the EPN Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.